We continue with Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Yudches. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Behemus, Chayis, Vayfus, Agdelem, Bebayis. Birds, animals that grow up that are raised in your home, Shmizunasei Mutter Melecha, that you have the obligation to feed them, Mutter Lassus Lamazonis B'Shabbos, you may feed them B'Shabbos. Aval Oysum She'enin Agdelem, Bebayis, those that are not in part of, in your home, them is in the same malacha, and you don't have the obligation to support them. Also, l'troich b'shvil lost l'itel amazonos. One is not allowed to spend time, Shabbos, and energy to feed them. But feel a hashlach l'fneim, even to throw them food is also. But the Bi'ar Halacha says that even when the halacha is that you're allowed to feed animals, it's because they're your animals and you're obligated to make sure that they should have food, it's only in a case where the animals can't fend for themselves. But if the animals have the ability to fend for themselves, you are not allowed to feed them. And on the other hand, the Paiskim say, if you have an animal which is not yours, but the animal is in distress, and if you won't give the animal to eat, the animal will not survive, then the halacha is that you are allowed to support them, even though you're allowed to give them food, even though it's not yours. The Debrecina Rav says there are certain animals that only eat once a day. So if we want to limit the amount we're serving animals. So if you could serve the animal food right before Shabbos, and it won't be necessary to serve them food till after Shabbos, that's what should do. But if you forgot or the animal needs more food on Shabbos, then the halach is that we're obligated to take care that the animal should not be in distress on Shabbos. One is not allowed to feed birds. They have the ability to eat themselves. Certainly, where there's an animal where you need to be concerned that if you won't throw some food at him, he may attack you, that animal, certainly you're allowed to serve food to. We're allowed to give food to a dog, but even if he's ownerless, there's a mitzvah to give dogs food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on the dog who doesn't need a lot of food, and is able to sustain itself what is in its system for 3 days, and therefore a person should give a dog or animal the needs. But then I saw that the Paiskim say if there's an animal which is ownerless, but as we're learning now, it's in distress, so therefore you're allowed to give it food, but don't make it into a habit. Because if you're going to make it into a habit, now this animal is going to keep on returning back to you. And if the animal is going to keep on returning back to you, you're going to end up having to do this every Shabbos. Yesh no'agim losa tzchitin lefnei oifes b'Shabbos Shira. There's a meaning to give grain to birds on Shabbos Shira. Says the Gemara v'ayin anochen. We're learning that. It says the Shulchanach, it's incorrect. And therefore, because she'em is a nice melacha. And they're not our birds, and they could take care of themselves. The minute came to give birds food because the Dasan Aveirim, we put out mon on Friday night. The reason they put out mon Friday night is because Moshe Rabbeinu said there will not be any mon on Shabbos. And they wanted to show that Moshe Rabbeinu was incorrect. So they put out mon that everybody will see that there is mon on Shabbos. The birds came and ate up that mon, that their plan should fail. And because of that, our minig is that on Shabbos Shira, which is also the Shabbos where we read the Parshas Hamon, that we should give, we repay the birds for what they did that. But because we shouldn't do it this way, that's why the minig is that we should don't put out the food because of the halacha that we just learned on Shabbos, put out the food before Shabbos. Sif you test mutal zaman of kavan la base lekh la mab shabbes. One can invite a nachri to eat in your home on Shabbos. Va bishos beyontev. On Yontif, we may not invite such a guest. There's a concern that you're going to cook extra for him. And although we're allowed to cook on Yontif, we're only allowed to cook for Yisrael. Because on Shabbos, we're not allowed to cook. And we can even serve him food, even if he's not part of a meal with other people. Even though you don't have the obligation to support him, whenever it comes to give tzedakah, we give tzedakah to Avdei Chachamim together with Klal Yisrael. So he becomes in the category chashuk mezonos on halacha, and therefore you could give him food even if he's the only one eating on Shabbos. Sivchof, b'emachayv oiv shloi hurgal adayin lova b'erev l'kluv shlohem. Different animals, birds, that don't have the habit yet of coming back to their cage every night. They can't feel them hurgalo, but even if they do have the habit, but for whatever reason, sha'at mordu baruchu, now they ran away. Also, lachnisim l'toich ha'kluv, l'toich ha'bayis, you may not bring them into the cage or into the home. V'afilam heim bayis or b'kluv, even if you brought them into the house or the cage. El shadel b'sucha, but the door is open. Also, l'soigroi, you're not allowed to close that door, because that would be considered doing an act of trapping. You're trapping them. But if the home or the cage are so big that even if they're in that home or in that cage, you cannot easily catch them with one pulling out of the hand. You can't catch it. So then there's reason to be more lenient in allowing to close the door of the cage of the home. But one of the considerations always has to be is that they could hurt somebody else or themselves, and that's when we could be a little more lenient. Sif chafalf, for him kvar hurgalu, but if they're already accustomed, v'hem b'nei tarbus, they're domesticated, shadaka lova b'erev l'mekayman v'yotzu, they come home every night to where they come from, and now they went out, v'choshish shlo yignav son, if I won't get them into the house, into the trap, they may be stolen. One could push them into a place where they will be protected. He shouldn't pick them up, because as we've been learning, they're considered muksa. One is not allowed to cause an animal, help the animal have a baby in Shabbos. That you want to grab the baby, that it shouldn't fall on the floor, is asur. Sivchav Gimel, Me'aka b'tchilosu sheyesh lehem et tsar mimenu, if an animal has a wound that's causing it pain, sochna yisra b'shemen, you're allowed to put oil on it. Avol b'soif, when the animal is already suffering, shein asich al b'shem tanig, that the halacha is, that at that point, putting the oil on is just for the animal's enjoyment, is asur. And what we're allowed to do, and therefore we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because a tircha, we have to avoid doing a tircha, shloi l'tzoyrach. Sif chav dalet, imachal kashin habe kudayim mitztayres, if the animal overate and now is suffering, yachal haritza ba chatzi, you could cause it to run in the yard, kedei shetisyaga, it'll get exhausted, v'tisrapei, and presumably it'll make it need to express the waste. In Machsadam, if there has some sort of a blood clot, Yochel midam amayim kadesh itzdani, could put it into water that should cool off. From Safik shemem lo yakas loydam Thomas, if there's a concern that if you won't do bloodletting on this animal, the animal will perish. Mutalayim alav kacham lakizay, you could ask a nachri to do it. The kain shar refuas, other things that are refuah, Oysalai may be done on a day over Kachavim. Simen Peches, then Muksa B'Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek of Dala Halacha Yud Beis. Asra Chachamim Tatl, Mixes Tvarim B'Shabbos. Chazal told us that there are certain things that may not be moved on Shabbos. Kederech She Oysa B'Chol. Just like not move them and carry them the way we do during the week. And even though Muksa is an Asad Rabbanon, the Rishonim already say that Muksa is a very serious Rabbanon and has to be taken extremely seriously. Why did Chazal make a nisim muktzah. Some say that the person will be allowed to carry whatever he wants on Shabbos. So he'll spend his Shabbos carrying items, and then he won't rest on Shabbos. And the purpose of Shabbos is to rest. Another explanation is that many of the items, objects that are called muktzah, are things that are used to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So Chazal said, don't move the muktzah items, because you move the muktzah items, you may come, chas v'shalom, to do melacha with the muktzah items that may not be done on Shabbos. Another reason is that somebody who doesn't work all week, so someone who works all week, Shabbos is noticeable by such an individual by the fact that he's not working on Shabbos. But if you have an individual who doesn't work all week, how do we recognize Shabbos? By muktzah. And the fourth reason is Chazal were most concerned, as we have been learning, about the issue of carrying on Shabbos. And Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow you to move muktzah, you may come to carry it. Muktzah medas, sif al, muktzah medas, if something is muktzah deliberately, if somebody decided I'm not eating this food on Shabbos, mak mishen royal achila, because it's not edible. Or even if it's edible, he decided I'm not interested in this food to eat myself. I want to sell that food. Even though he put it away in a warehouse, or something that could be given to animals to eat. He didn't have that in mind before Shabbos. An animal or a bird that died on Shabbos, so you didn't know that they would die on Shabbos and become animal food. Or something that changed. But still usable. And when you have the different furniture that broke. However, there's still somewhat usable. That could still be used as a receptacle. Or meat, the bones that were taken off from the meat that are edible by dogs. All of them may be moved on Shabbos. They're not considered muktzah. Why? Because you didn't completely set them aside. What is something that you set aside? Grigrus betzmukim. Grigrus betzmukim are things, raisins and dates that were put up to dry. And when they were put up to dry, they became inedible until the drying process finishes. So during the drying process, you completely push them away, you completely set them aside. And therefore, the halacha is that they become muktzah. Similarly, if you have, for example, an esrog, somebody selling a sroigim. So yes, an esrog is a fruit, but a person is not selling esrog for a fruit. He's selling it for the mitzvah. So on Shabbos, the sroigim that somebody has in his store would be muktzah. Or even the bones. And the Paiskim say, the Magen Avraham says, that when we look at this halacha, it's very subjective. In those days, when somebody ate, he had leftover bones, they would give it to the animals. Nowadays, not everybody has an animal. And even people who have animals don't necessarily give them their leftover bones from their meal. So therefore, in such a situation, the bones would be muktzah.